Hmm. Welcome to Fearless Productions. Chefaila is also disqualified. There's problem in Ghana. Let's talk, bro. The whole thing is that, looking at this, I think one thing about Ghanaians or one thing about Africans is that, or should I say Ghanaians, because Herabasi have done it. And why is Ghanaian struggling to do it? The whole thing is that we are struggling to obey rules. That's it. Because looking at Fearless, I think just reviewing everything, every news that came out when Fearless was on her record, like, you have one that she rested 1 hour. So looking at maybe somebody who asks, why can't she rest for 1 hour? If in every hour she's supposed to rest for 5 minutes, why can't she just do maybe 5 hours and rest for 1 hour or something? So this is how the whole thing look like. The thing is that they have rules on it, and the whole rule is that I think you can go just for every 1 hour. You have 5 minutes to rest, so you can just go for 4 hours straight and rest for 20 minutes. So without apart from 20 minutes, you can't rest more than 20 minutes. So if you rest more than 25 minutes, maybe you are doing 6 hours and rest for 25 minutes, it means that you are going against the rules. But I don't know how Sheffield did hers, and I think around third January, she rested on, you know, she rested for for 1 hour. Looking at this, it's one problem. And also, the celebrities that mostly visit this centers, like talking about Ifeoma Santua, when she met Shatawale, she was in the middle of singing. She was singing. And when Shatawale came there, she put down the mic and she moved to Shatawale. And Charlie, that's it. I think when Kiddy came, the same thing. I think Kiddy self entered the place that he was having this whole thing. And talking about Sheffield, same thing. I think this minister went there, and the same thing happened. I just can't remember the name, but I mean, when the most of these celebrities that went there, we have Sheffield who paused for some time to maybe welcome them to do whatsoever. And now the only hope we have is, although a lot of people have done it, I just heard that there's one guy who did weightlifting. I've just forgotten the country. There's one guy who did but I think his is confirmed that it was successful. But I heard he did it on January, and it's successful. Then talking about Chef Smith, a place that I actually went there to do a few vlogging though. But the whole thing is that Shel Smith was doing well because most people or celebrities were not coming, so he was just on it, like he was just doing whatever he have to do. But now there's some videos on the social media that Amado went there, Amado was performing, and when Amado was performing, he paused. I'm not coming here to say that he may be or he will get disqualified, but it's likely because he paused. And I think this is the main problem of all these artists or the all this of all these all those guys attempting to break these records. Like, this is the main reason why they are getting disqualified. This is the main reason. Because looking at the time that they are wasting, I think when you are taking all those break, somehow you have to adjust it. Maybe if you know that you waited about, maybe you are supposed to just wait for 3 seconds and you wait about 5 seconds. When you go on for break, you have to deduct it. You have to make sure that you are deducting. So if you are supposed to go for 5 minute break and you know that you waited some time when we were cooking, that means that you have to take about 3 minutes break or something. Like, I think with that, maybe you may get survived or something. Because looking at this, the whole problem is we finding it difficult to obey rules. I don't know, they always feel like they can do this, but when they get there and when the celebrities start coming, then the rules, they feel like maybe they can suspend the rules a little bit, and that is where, or that is why most of this like are getting disqualified. Like, looking at this and looking at where this is heading, I'm not sure. I think most of us will get disqualified because rules were not obeyed. People thought they can suspend rules for some time and do whatever they can do, but Guinness Book of Records is trying to tell them that no, this is it and you can't do it anymore. You can't just do that, and they want people to understand that it is not easy as you think it is. That's what Guinness World Record wants you to know. It is not easy, just what like what you think it is. Just because it is easy to apply doesn't mean that it is that easy to what? To should I say it? It doesn't mean that it is easy to be successful, like just to get it or something. Like, you have to understand that just because the application forms are open, just because they are open to accept you, doesn't mean that it is that easy. That's what Guinness Record or want you to understand. So with that being said, there's so much problem in Ghana, and the one thing is that we can't obey rules. So thank you for watching Celeste Podcast. Thank you for listening to me on Audio Mac, on Spotify, on anywhere that you are watching. See you on the next video.